Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. The sermon for today, the Sunday next before Easter, commonly called Palm Sunday, I'm calling the Mote and Beam Problem, written by Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. Pope John Paul's journey to the Holy Land raised again the vexing question of relations between Christians and Jews. It seems that the Pope is trying to make it clear that it is not right for Christians to hate Jews or to look down upon Jews in any way or to join in persecuting them. Though I am not a Roman Catholic, I applaud what the Pope has done in that area. Hating Jews and hanging on to demeaning stereotypes about Jews is wrong. It is not a particularly good idea to hate anybody, of course, but it is especially absurd for Christians to line up against Jews. We worship the Jewish God. We read the Hebrew Bible. Our Savior is the Messiah of Israel. Our most brilliant teacher says that the Jews are going to be in heaven right along with us, righteous Christians, whether we like it or not. In the past, a certain amount of anti-Semitic feeling among Christians has been rationalized by referring to the gospel stories of Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and Good Friday. The Jewish leaders wanted Jesus dead, and they manipulated both the Roman and their own people to make it happen. One of his Jewish disciples sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. The same Jews who cheered him on Palm Sunday damned him on Good Friday. Their shouts of Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest on Sunday had turned into let him be crucified. His blood be on us and on our children 5 days later. It is very convenient to blame the Jews for the crucifixion of Jesus. And blaming them has obvious and substantial scriptural support. Annas and Caiaphas and Judas Iscariot were indeed not Scotsmen or Pennsylvania Dutchmen or Welshmen or African Americans. They were certainly not Englishmen. They were undoubtedly and unmistakably Jews. The Jews killed Christ, so let's all hate the Jews. On Good Friday, the Roman governor Pontius Pilate asked the contemptuous question, "Am I a Jew? Am I a Jew?" To blame the Jews for the crucifixion is to say, "I'm not a Jew." If I had been there on that Friday morning in Jerusalem a couple of millennia ago, I would not have gone along with what the Jews were doing. If I had cheered for him on Sunday, I would have cheered for him again on Friday. Am I a Jew? As a matter of fact, yes, you are a Jew. Every Christian is a Jew, because he becomes an honorary member of God's chosen people through baptism into Jesus Christ. You're also a Jew in the more negative sense that the Holy Week story does indeed display. The Jews didn't kill Jesus just because they were Jews. The Jews killed Jesus because they were human beings. They were showing the human attributes of resentment and disappointment. Jesus didn't do what they wanted him to do. They wanted him to raise an army and fight the Romans. But he said his kingdom was not of this world. The Jews of holy work were showing the human attributes of hatred and revenge. He let us down. He didn't run the world the way he should have. Let's kill him. Let's not believe in him anymore. Let's not go to his church. They were showing how easily human beings are led when they have lost their heads to revenge and resentment. Our leaders say we have to get him, so let's get him. Sure, he answered some prayers and did some miracles and gave us some great Bible lessons. But what has he done for us lately? He deserves to die. To read the story of Holy Work, Holy Week, and to come out exonerating oneself and blaming the Jews is to miss the point entirely and to fall headlong into the moat and beam problem. One of the besetting sins of human beings is that we condemn in other people the shortcomings we cannot face in ourselves. If there is something within us which we have a hard time dealing, we notice it in other people and then judge them and hate them for it. Jesus asks, why do you notice the mote, the speck of dust in your brother's eye, when you cannot perceive the beam, the log in your own eye? If you find yourself particularly aggravated and moved to righteous indignation by what you consider a horrible sin or shortcoming in another person, that is a signal to you that you may not be dealing properly with that same sin or shortcoming in yourself. That doesn't mean you are necessarily wrong about the other person, just that you need to look inside yourself first. Yes, the Jews killed Jesus, but the fact is, what made them do it would have made me do it too if I had had the chance. Jesus says, deal with your own logs before you presume to judge the specks of others. The only proper reaction to the painful stories we hear on Palm Sunday is, if I had been there, I'd have cheered him on Sunday, just like everyone else. If I had been there, I'd have damned him and called for his execution on Friday, just like everybody else. And he would forgive me for it, just as he forgives everybody else. That is why he has to die. And now, unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.